WLL Mobile.
WLL in 0GR. Hi, Leroy. How's your day?
Good morning, Tom. How you doing today? I'm just leaving our Confederate Museum downtown and heading up to the American Legion Post from Wade Hampton now to visit for them a little bit, and then I got to head back towards the house. So how's your day going, sir?
Hey, Dad. Walk outside. I was looking for a station here on HF, and he's got a lot of QS Baker in and out, you know, and so I give up on that and headed outside to visit with the chickens here in a minute. what days is that Confederate Museum open? I haven't been down there in years.
Tuesday, Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday.
In that house in that residential area?
Down Boyce Avenue, across from the law enforcement center downtown.
I didn't remember where it was at. Years ago, our daughter took us there when we were visiting from up in Kansas, and I really enjoyed it. They really got a lot of remarkable things in there.
A bit of an exhibit there. Things have probably changed a little bit since you were there last, so if you get a chance, y'all come on down and check it out.
I remember one rifle there that really stood out. It was under glass, and it was just something out of this world, and they said they could hit something at 2,000 yards or some ungodly amount for that type of a rifle from back in that era. It was amazing.
Whitworth rifle, it's got a 2,000-yard range on it. That was the early days of the snipers. They put a scope on it. It has a 2,000-yard range. Of course, they didn't call a sniper, then it was called a rifleman.
They just about, that's about the ranges now they're shooting with those 50s. It's just, I forget what they call those things. Starts with a K or something. But I've seen them. But, it's just amazing the history that they got there. I talked to an older gentleman in the library there one day, and I doubt if he's still alive. He was in his 90s then, but boy, he was really an interesting fellow to talk to, and I learned a lot from him.
The people there at the museum, there's quite a bit of information that they have. Who knows how many years you find. Anyways, I'm getting in the shadow of Paris, so hopefully you're still copying, but I'm about ready to lose the repeater over.
Okay, Leroy, nice to hear you. Hope to see you again one of these days, and I'm going to head outside. Okay, 5WLL in 0TR 73, Leroy.
73, in 0TR, K5WLL, clear, going up with him.
Come to Tango Mobile.
I'm just getting up to walk outside. I'm just sitting here. Oh, I thought I'd turn the radio on during the day. I'm about half sleepy here. Bernice went outside, and I'm going to go outside, too, here in just a minute. How's your day?
I've been pretty busy. Been a lot of things. Had a Zoom meeting this morning. It was about scheduled for 2 hours. Unfortunately, it only lasted just a little over an hour, so everybody was happy about that. We got out early, so that worked out good, and I've done some other things around the house, working on some laundry and getting things done. Doing some stuff on the computer, getting ready for everything coming up. So, it's what it is. So I was taking care of it today and everything. So now I'm headed out to find me something for lunch.
Like a good plan. Oh, I was just looking up here at the Missouri QSO party to see if there was any places close to where I used to live. Or St. Louis, about as close as there was, so I didn't miss it. Well, yeah, I did too. I got one in Bellevue, Missouri. They're one-by-one calls, you know, and it's just kind of fun to work them. And 20 meters is about the best band for them, it seemed like. But nothing exciting going on here. I just polished off a piece of pumpkin pie Bernice made with a little whipped cream on it and a cup of coffee, but I still feel sleepy, so think I need to go out and see how many fish were caught. They just got back from Lake Santee.
Strange thing on the road that goes down to my house. FedEx guy is out here helping two guys put a boat back on a trailer. It looks like they had a little small boat. It's kind of like a job boat, but it's got a pointed nose instead of the flat one. And it looks like it came off the trailer because it looks like they had it just sitting on there and not tied down. Interesting to find that in the middle of the road here. Strange things are happening out there in the world, Tom.
Yeah, I bet you that didn't do the keel of that boat very much good. I had a John boat tip backwards on me one time. I had too much weight in it, and I had it in an old 53 Chevrolet pickup truck, and it drug it just a little bit, but it didn't hurt it bad, but it just scared the dickens out of me up on North 69 Highway when we was going up to Bernice's mom one day and on the farm, and then I'd go out fishing. And it just scratched the bottom of it a little. I was lucky. That would not have been a good thing. And it was tied down, but the rope slipped enough that it just teeter-tottered a little bit.
This one, it just kind of slid off the back of the trailer. I mean, it just looked like it was, they had rollers up on the trailer. It looked like it just rolled off and the guy stopped and the fella, the UPS, the FedEx truck was behind him. So he pulled up behind him and he was out there helping the two guys that were in the truck, pickup truck with the trailer. Put the boat back on it, so I guess they got it up and going again, and everything. So, anyway, and all, trying to just keep up with the world as they go on and watch the weather and see what the weather's going to be for the next couple of weeks and everything. So, you know, it looks like it's going to warm up. I'm hoping it will, and I want to put my plants outside so I can leave them outside. That way they take care of themselves during the summer.
I bought two tomato plants the other day, and we was in Aldi's, and I had them inside because it said like the frost last night, but it didn't. So anyways, I put them outside on the back porch there a while ago, and Bernice bought three flowers, and I put them out there. Aldi's run some pretty good deals on plants now and then, but they go fast. Well, here's one not far from the beach factory airport near Wichita, Kansas. I might see if I can hear him. I used to work not far from that at Learjet there for a little while, and I had a lot of relation in Wichita at the aircraft factories. Well, Rusty, I'll let you go. She's probably wondering where I'm at, and I'm going to head outside and see if it's warm enough to enjoy it. It says it's 64 out there and a little bit of wind, but not too bad. You have a good day, and I'll catch you after a while. W2T and 0TR.
All right, catch you later, Tom. W2T.